This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone, launched and inaugurated various projects worth over 83,300 crore rupees during his day-long visit to Hazaribagh in Jharkhand today. The projects include Dharti Abha Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan with a total outlay of over 79,150 crore rupees and multiple projects under Pradhan Mantri Janjati Adivasi Nyay Maha Abhiyan. The Prime Minister also inaugurated 40 Eklavya schools and laid foundation stone of 25 Eklavya schools. Addressing people on this occasion in Hazaribagh, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said multiple projects will significantly boost efforts to empower tribal communities and enhance rural infrastructure across the state. The nation is paying homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 155th birth anniversary today. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to Bapu on his birth anniversary. A series of functions have been organized across the country and by the Indian missions abroad. A Sarvadharm Prarthana Sabha has been held at Bapu Samadhi, Rajghat in the national capital. The nation is also remembering former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his 120th birth anniversary today. President, Vice President, Prime Minister, Lok Sabha Speaker, Union Ministers and Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha paid floral tributes to Lal Bahadur Shastri at his Samadhi Vijay Ghat in Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged everyone to take a pledge to make cleanliness an integral part of their lives, stating the commitment to Swachhata is a lifelong vow, not a one-time promise. Addressing the Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 program to mark 10 years of Swachh Bharat Mission in New Delhi, Mr. Modi emphasized that continuous efforts are essential for achieving a clean India. The Prime Minister said that in just 15 days of Seva Pakhwara, more than 27 lakh events were organized in the country, in which more than 28 crore people participated. He expressed that this day inspires us to fulfill the dream of India envisioned by Mahatma Gandhi and other great personalities of the country. Mr. Modi highlighted that cleanliness projects worth 10,000 crore rupees have been inaugurated today. Sumitra Gandhi Kulkarni, the granddaughter of Mahatma Gandhi, has lauded the Prime Minister, saying that Narendra Modi is living the ideals of the father of the nation. In an article in an English daily, Ms. Kulkarni said that Prime Minister launched the Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, which improves sanitation and also the dignity and security of women. The Director General of World Health Organization, WHO, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, today praised Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commended the government for its significant strides in achieving sustainable development goals through transformative initiative in Swachh Bharat Mission. He said that the Swachh Bharat Mission has mobilized communities to promote a cleaner and healthier nation. Delhi police today seized over 500 kilograms of cocaine worth 2,000 crore rupees after busting an international drug syndicate in New Delhi. The police have so far arrested four accused in the case from the Mehrauli region of the national capital. Additional Commissioner of Police Special Cell Pramod Kushwaha said that police has recovered 562 kilograms of cocaine and 40 kilograms of marijuana from their possession. In Cambodia, 67 Indian nationals were rescued, trapped in fraudulent jobs, offers obtained through fake agents who lured them into cyber crimes. The Embassy of India in Phnom Penh, in close cooperation with the Cambodian police, is now facilitating the repatriation of these nationals in batches. Around 15 nationals have already left for India on the 30th of September and 24 more have left on the 1st of October. The remaining 28 will reach India in the course of the next few days. In shooting, India added 5 more gold medals to its tally on day 4 of the ISSF Junior World Championship in Lima, Peru. Devanshi bagged a gold in the women's 25-meter pistol. She defeated Italy's Cristina Magnani by 2 points in the final with a score of 35. And that is the end of this news bulletin.